Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to The Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. I want to be like you. Come on, man. I'm the face of boxing. I'm the cash cow. I'm holding back on the pay you.
Michael, I know my job. I know my situation. I want to fight.
I'm going to be like you.
Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another news, rumors, and headlines edition of the Boxing Voice. Today, we're going to be bringing you no rumors, just news and breaking headlines for sure. But before we get into all the details of, you know, Kell Brook and Errol Spence taking to social media to take verbal shots at one another, in a very interesting topic, I know that my hipster co-host is going to be delighted to talk about this topic. So let me just turn it over to him. Matt, what's going on over in the Golden State?
Nothing much. Not nearly the amount of snow or weather that you're getting over there in the East Coast. Good luck to you. I pray for you guys over there, because that's some awful shit over there. That's why I can never live on the East Coast, is because of that snow. But I digress. This is interesting because I've always been a person that talks and analyzes VADA and the whole clean testing program with the WBC. Obviously, if you haven't heard already, the WBA has already instituted their own VADA program as well. And now we're getting the IBF championship fight, getting VADA testing. So it's going to be interesting that we have this huge VADA takeover of the sport. Obviously, Spence did not back down from this whole VADA issue, and that's always been something that his critics have thrown out. So it's an interesting topic, and there's a lot of different levels we can look at it.
Yes, I am saddened that the good doctor could not be on, since he always had the gyno jokes. Would have been good to have him on and see what he would say. But without further ado, let's give the people the facts, right? I'm actually scrolling through the tweets, because I do want to show the tweets, which are, you know, the best part of all this, right? There is one. I guess we should start there. And this is coming from Kell Brook's verified Twitter on social media. I like, again, you know, you guys know we all like our fighters to talk the game. This is Kell Brook's Twitter, and here goes one shot right here. Errol Spence Jr., don't worry about me. I will be ready, and so will Sheffield. I like him taking these shots. I like him already into it. What I don't like is that it's not scheduled on BoxRec, but this is why we're here right here. Kell Brook says, and I quote, glad to have at VADA testing, which is the official VADA Twitter, alongside at UK anti-doping for my next fight. So they will be doing VADA and the UK anti-doping, which our UK listeners speak so much about. And he addresses Errol, Matt, which is what I loved about this. He says, at Errol Spence Jr., sign the forms. Hashtag, let's get it started. So then he has pictures of all the forms for VADA. His name, which is first name given, is Ezekiel. So, you know, I actually watch Walking Dead. So shout out to Ezekiel. But he did fill out his forms, Matt. So what do you think about this info?
I think that obviously it's extra, right? So they could have just done UCAD. And I believe the IBF uses some form of USADA. I could be wrong on that. If they use just that, that would have been fine, because let's be honest, that's what they've been doing forever. So this is extra. So first we have to applaud them for just doing the extra. Now here's my critique of the extra, because we always want it to be the best, the most efficient. We want the sport to be the best and the most efficient. If it's another 2-week testing program that they do, like they did for, I forget what fight it was, or where they just don't test them at all, then I'm going to be a little bit perplexed by the whole hoopla about VADA. Because, again, these guys coming 2 weeks out from a fight are already off the drugs, already cycling off the drugs. Most likely they're already cycled off of it, meaning they're not going to test positive for it at that point in time. So I would prefer a full 8-week training camp testing program randomly. I think that would be, and obviously carbon isotope testing as well. So if those things are done, I applaud it even more, but we should at least applaud it for being extra and for them voluntarily themselves to do this.
So now I want to address your attention to Earl Spence's verified Twitter. And right off the bat, you know that Brooke took the shot at him by saying, at Earl Spence Jr., don't worry about me. I'll be ready, and so will Sheffield, right? So Earl replies, hashtag man down. Man, a few words. But that's actually a reply, you know, talking about I'll be ready and so will Sheffield. That's a reply to his earlier tweet, which I'm trying to find here. I wish it didn't disappear. Let me see if I could just go into the chain. Because, you know, that's when Earl tells him, like, hey, just make sure you're ready and you're not struggling with the weight. But I want to find it exactly.
We have the exact words down the description of the video.
Yeah, read it out while I look for the exact tweet to screen share it.
At Special K Brook, at VADA testing, and at UK anti-doping. A bunch of question marks. Mine will be signed this week. You just make sure you make that weight.
Yeah, questioning the weight. What do you think about that? I mean, obviously that's something that all our listeners talk about.
Look, whether or not it has any credibility in terms of affecting the fight, I think that's up for debate and pure speculation. But I always say that as public figures that these fighters are, you need to get out and create public narratives for yourself and your brand, and create narratives for this fight. Creating a narrative of, oh, Kell Brook is going to have weight issues adds more to the fight. Kell Brook adding a public narrative of Earl Spence potentially being dirty adds a public narrative to the fight, and it all adds plot lines and storylines to the fight itself and to these fighters. So whether or not it's real, I think it's, we can just go around in circles, but I think it's smart to at least put it out there.
Definitely. I'm loving this back and forth. I can't find a freaking tweet. This is bull crap.
Really? It's like the first one. Like the first reply is
on my phone. On my phone, it's easier, but for whatever reason, I don't see it on his feed here. Look, I mean, it's just jumping. No clue. But all right, look, the Matt gave you
the Matt.
You know, he gave you the information that you need. I want you guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, present, future, past, hit that thumbs up button. You know, we're bringing you this, and we want to get your thoughts. I'm definitely happy because there were a lot of people, you know, throwing out speculations, and this at least put those detractors to bed, at least. You know, keeps them calm and has them enjoying the buildup to this fight instead of criticizing this fight. Matt, if you don't have anything, let me jump out to some callers. What do you think?
Go to the callers. First, obviously, El Camino.
Exactly. Very true. Very true, my friend. We always must go to the El Camino.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Class and Bound, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
Wait a minute.
Have you heard
pretty good?
Have you heard some of the recent episodes?
Yes, I heard the David Lemieux and the follow up with Curtis Stevens. I wanted to call in, but I was kind of busy. So
did you hear about the guy?
Good show, that, by the way, really entertaining.
Did you hear about the guy that was offering you? He was willing to pay for your ringer status so that you could cut the line. You didn't hear that episode?
Yeah, I heard it. I did hear it, but actually Pittsburgh. I think it was Pittsburgh Brewer. He was talking about it in the comments, and actually, he should go ahead and give that to Blackface because he should give it to those international callers because I know they have a tough time. You know, they're up later than us. I know sometimes I don't want to have to like go through that myself, but like, you know, they're pretty up late, so give it to Blackface, and I'll get my own ringer in due time.
Look at that. We have a true family for sure. Thinking of his
and so many man. People have mentioned Blackface too, like specifically him.
Yeah, they specifically mentioned Blackface. So let's restart the clock, give you your 3 minutes, go into this round full guns blazing. But what do you think about the fact that Kell Brook has already signed his VADA testing and he's egging Errol Spence saying, hey, buddy, we're waiting on you?
Well, in for that, I think that it's really important to know that, like, first of all, this is a good thing for the sport. In a time where, you know, we have so many sanctioning bodies and, you know, that determines like how many, you know, what certain people can fight and who fights where and who's really the champion or not. I'm glad to see that at least they're starting to really meld together into this whole making sure boxing is clean, because we need to have less cheaters and more honest competition. Like, world-class competition shouldn't have any, you know, necessity for performance-enhancing drugs. And it's, I mean, just, I mean, we could just look at Alexander Povetkin. He's been caught with this twice. Lucas Brown has been caught multiple times. Ortiz had an issue a while back. I don't know how, it's not recent, but, you know, this comes up. And so I think it's really important, and it's for the safety and for the benefit of all sports, because in any other sport, cheating isn't tolerated. You don't, you know, like if you do that in the NFL, the NBA, NHL, whatever, you get in trouble, you get penalized, you can even get suspended or even, you know, or even lose your job. So I think this is a really good thing that's going on. Everyone should be tested. As far as Brook and Spence goes, people have their doubts about Spence, but like I always say, like you're innocent until proven guilty. Like until Spence gives me a reason to doubt, to question it, just like Pacquiao, there were always rumors about him, you know, doping up, but nothing ever came up. So until something comes up, he's innocent and hasn't done anything wrong. So I'm just hoping to see this fight because it's a good fight. It's one that boxing fans have been waiting for. It's one I'm really looking forward to because we're going to see exactly what Errol Spence is about. Is he what we think he is? Is he the next big thing? Or is he a Saddam Ali or an Amir Iman, a Victor Postol? A J-Rock, a guy we hyped up so much, and then, you know, people stopped talking about, a Tony Harrison. Like, I'm really looking forward to see how this will come out. But, yeah, that's basically it. You guys have a great night.
All right, Class and Bound. Hey, Matt, you know, though, we need
amazing Tony call. Harrison. Hold on. Class and Bound, like, that was an amazing call. I have to give you that. Because, like, that's what it is. Is he a J-Rock, or is he something real? Like, that's always the thing with Errol Spence. Like, it's, we all have our opinions on him, but I think that he obviously passes some form of eye test. He's either a B plus level boxer, or he's an A. We just don't know. And I think that this fight's going to prove it a lot. And I do agree with the fact that you're innocent until proven guilty. So the idea that we accuse a guy because of the way his nipples look, I think is pretty fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but I mean, there's always going to be ignorance. It doesn't matter what sport. The beautiful thing is that there will be testing, so there will be proof. And if Spence pops, then those that thought what they thought were, I guess, just do, right? Majid, talk to me. Majid. All right. Going to stay in Florida. We're going to Jamal, Jacksonville, Florida. Talk to me.
Oh, what's up, bro? We're talking about the film study.
Well, actually, we're talking about Earl Spence and Kell Brook both doing VADA, but Brooke has signed up for it already.
Wow, man.
And contracts are also signed. They're just waiting on Earl Spence's VADA forms.
Oh, really? So the ball's in Earl Spence's court?
Yeah, yes. But he already replied and said it's going to be signed and delivered this week. Just make the wait.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So why not just sign it instead of just post it?
It could be because of just paperwork. These things do take time. You have clerical, issues. It takes a while for it to be in the system, I guess. I don't know.
It's probably simple as sitting down with his manager.
Cool, man. I think that's pretty cool. Like, we waited for this fight for like a little minute. I don't know if it's going to be like in the UK, because I think it would be like better for the UK, because they would just have so many fights in the UK now. They would have Gervonta Davis, and then they would have Errol Spence, like two good title fights in the UK. So that's like really special.
Definitely, definitely.
And like, what's the name? All I want to say, like, I think Errol Spence doing this thing, I feel like he can beat Kell Brook, like, no questions asked. And Kell Brook, I don't know if he made the right decision because he just came off a loss, but I commend him for fighting, though. He is fighting.
You gotta.
Else is really fighting nobody above the weight class.
I mean, you gotta commend them in a way, but at the same time, do you give guy credit for taking on his mandatory? He was taking on all the other mandatories a lot faster. So, what's the issue or the holdup? Would have been my question.
He fighting his mandatory. He fought Triple G, and he's fighting his mandatory off a loss and off a weight jump.
Well, Jamar, man, I want to thank you obviously for calling in. You got something else?
Oh, well, thank you, man.
No. If you got something else, go ahead.
That was it.
All right.
No, I'm straight, bro. I think that was all I needed to express.
All right. Hey, Matt, people are asking, do we have a date? Is it the 27th? Because it's not even official on Boxing.
No, it's not official yet. But the date that I'm hearing the most is the 27th. And also, the idea that we shouldn't give him credit because this is mandatory. Are we really going to sit here and act like all mandatories are created equal and like all champions are equal? Like, some mandatories mean more than others.
Well, I mean, do you give like, credit to
like Kevin Bisbee? No, because Dominic Wade hasn't shown me anything yet.
All right. Well, that's kind of the theory, right, that they're using. It's like, yo, why is he getting credit when he's supposed to fight? We didn't give him credit for Bisbee or JoJo Dan.
Yeah, but I would also say that Earl Spence Jr. is different than those two fighters.
But we shouldn't even be comparing the mandatories. We should be comparing the mandatory. Like, yo, it's not who the guy is. It's he's doing what he's supposed to do. Like, as a titleless, you have to defend the title.
But we can also argue that maybe unifying the belt is what he should do more than taking a mandatory, right? You can make that argument, right?
Yeah, but
there are people that say this fight is better than him fighting Keith Thurman.
We've done numerous shows where all of us Americans on this side had said that if he got a Pacquiao fight or, he stuck around for the winner of Thurman and it was something to me. Like, people, no one's going to be mad at a unification, but there isn't a unification. And he wasn't going for one. He wanted Amir Khan, who had no title. So that's why people are like, yo, what's the holdup? You fought every other mandatory pretty fast.
Now, I'll put it this way. If he wanted a tune-up and he used the excuse, I'm going to use air quotes there, excuse of, I just came off an injury, I came off a fractured orbital bone, I need a tune-up. Just like Wilder used that same excuse to...
He would have to petition through the sanctioning body the way that Wilder did. You don't have to do a hypothetical. Don't forget that he already petitioned and they denied it. Because he already gave too many extensions.
He petitioned for extensions.
Exactly.
He never petitioned not to face his mandatory. He never once did that.
Well, obviously you don't want to do that. You're going to go down as a ducker.
Well, you just said that if he had a Manny Pacquiao fight.
Listen, asking for an extension is the same thing, though. Because if you're asking for an extension without any new negotiations with any new opponent, then all you're really doing is trying to wait, you know, Earl out. But listen,
there were possible negotiations. It was Miguel Cotto was briefly mentioned.
No, headlines.
Miguel Cotto is a bigger fight. Let's be honest. Miguel Cotto is a bigger fight.
Matt, headlines are not negotiations. Eddie Hearn said it himself that he told Miguel he would make more than he made with the Canelo fight, and Miguel still turned it down. That's not negotiations. It's a headline.
That sounds like negotiations when he said that. I talked to Miguel Cotto.
An attempt. An attempt is what it sounds like that was shot down. I don't know. Hey. All right. I mean, look, we are where we are. Why are we thinking about the past and whether or not he would have got a big fight and whether or not it should have been called him ducking? We are.
All I'm doing is giving him credit for fighting Usman. I am. That's all I'm doing because he in all actuality, he probably could have got a tune-up from that fractured orbital bone. He could have, but he didn't. He fought a Mantua. Amir Khan, in my opinion, in all actuality, was a tune-up in my mind. But he didn't take that fight. For whatever reason, he didn't take the fight. And you can say it was Amir Khan that didn't want the fight, but he didn't take the fight, and he's taking the hardest fight available.
I don't understand your logic. I mean, you got the entire UK saying that Spence isn't ready, that he shouldn't have took
the fight. I don't say that.
And now you're saying that Spence needed a fight, but I mean that Brooke needed a fight before Spence.
I'm saying that he could have used an excuse of I just had my face broken in, I need a tune up, which I think would have, in all actuality, not be an invalid reason.
All right, but the reason that we are here is because the fight is happening, and they have signed up for VADA, at least Team Brooke. His contracts and forms are signed. Earl Spence's contract is signed, not the forms. Matt, what was the words he used?
Hold on. He said, question mark, question mark, question mark. Mine will be signed this week. You just make sure you make the weight.
Question mark. Those were emoji faces. He had to cry an emoji face like, please, you know. Let's go to Blind Man Brad in Bakersfield, California. What's going on, Brad?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going good. It's going good. What's your thoughts on this? These guys are signed up to VADA, taking shots at each other on social media. Looks like we got a fight and a clean one at that.
Well, I do appreciate that, but I think that, in my opinion, I mean, I don't know if this is right, but this is my opinion, is that I think you should sign up for it by saying that you're a fighter. By when you sign up to be a fighter, you should sign up for testing. That it's not just something that you have to come to terms with. Like, it's like calling a dad a great dad because he's not a crackhead. I mean, in my opinion. It's like, I don't get the logic behind, like, let's applaud the guys that sign up for testing. And, you know, it's like, for me, it's like they all should.
Yeah, like it should be mandatory.
No matter what.
Like it should be mandatory, right, exactly, Brad? Just like the mandatory. Like we shouldn't be applauding guys do we applaud anybody when we wake up in the morning? I mean, unless you're religious, obviously you pray to God or thank God, but come on, you know what I'm saying? Like Matt wants to applaud guys for anything. Man. Hey, Matt, let me just applaud you for closing the door.
I'm trying to be more positive, okay? Because you know what? The one complaint I got at the TBV party is that I'm kind of negative. So I'm trying to be more positive about boxing, okay?
Hey, well, let me applaud you for trying to be positive.
This is the twist I was going to take with this, guys. I just, when I mentioned the whole dad thing, I had my fourth kid yesterday, man. So that just happened. My wife just had a C-section and everything went well.
That's so amazing. Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, man. And I appreciate these podcasts, man. They always entertain me and I had a question. I was listening to the Patreon podcast, and I something came to mind about the live breakdowns. Do you guys plan on doing that, or
we haven't? it's going to take a time when we're all in the same room, I think, to sit down and watch. I mean, we were trying to get that done for the Canelo Chavez, but it's not looking that way. But we did do a bunch of film studies. I don't know if you've gotten the notifications. We did two today, one on Kell Brook and Golovkin and one on Jacobs and Ishae Smith.
Oh, they were awesome, man. I definitely – the only reason I haven't got Patreon yet is because I just got to get my wife to set it up for me, and she's been in the hospital with the baby and stuff. So.
But well, no, actually, these are free. Yeah. Actually, we released these free since it's the Golovkin-Jacobs fight week. We did these, you know, for everyone to kind of take a look at and see if there's something that they enjoy. But listen, Brad, man, obviously, we always appreciate you calling in, man. Congratulations again on the birth of your child. We appreciate you sharing the news with us, and we obviously hope to continue hearing you call in.
Hey, thank you, guys. And Matt, thank you, man. You do a good job, man. And you're not Mr. Negative. And honestly, I really like Boxing MD. He's a good dude. And the whole thing is interesting, but I didn't mean nothing like offensive when I told him that, you know, last call about the Triple G Deontay Wilder thing. I mean, he's all good to me.
Thank you, Brad.
He'll be happy to hear that. Listen, Brad, thanks as always. We're going to jump out from
very quick, though. Hold on. Before you go to the next call, I just want to address his point about PDs and like why some guys may be hesitant. Now, I'll explain it this way. Imagine you sign a contract with the company, right? And all of a sudden, 2 years into the deal, into a 5-year deal, they add a huge clause where they're going to test you for marijuana, they're going to test you for cocaine, they're going to test you for all these different things that before they didn't test. Now, would you be okay with that midway through a contract that you already signed off on for new things to be added? And that's how I interpret some of these fighters all of a sudden getting thrusted upon new provisions in their quote-unquote contract with the sanctioning body. That imagine these fighters have been in the rankings forever. All of a sudden they get told, hey, you're going to be tested for every fight for all these different things. And beforehand, you weren't tested for those things. So I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying that most people naturally, their natural reaction to that sort of thing happening is to be defensive.
All right. Let's jump out to Marcus in D.C. Marcus, what's up? Yo, Brooke. Kell Brook already signed up.
I see Brooke signed up, man. And, you know, Earl said he's going to sign, man. I believe him. You know, I think Earl wants this fight. Like, as far as everyone's saying, as far as, like, Kell Brook, you know, I'm not a huge Kell Brook fan, but, I mean, I can understand after him taking that fight with Golovkin, him trying to maneuver into, like, a big payday. He is, what, 36 fights in. So, I mean, he doesn't have a ton of fights left. I mean, let's look at Earl Spence and Erickson Lubin. They're not like your typical mandatories like everyone else said. We obviously know that they've been engineered to hopefully win the titles, not just be put into the mandatory. So, I mean, I can understand a little bit him looking for some other fights. I mean, Mir Khan's not a championship, but, you know, maybe it sells 60,000. Maybe he does 50,000. Who knows? As far as actual gate. But Errol's going to sign. I mean, I think he wants to fight. I think he knows it's his strap season. And, you know, Brooke, we need to see what happens to him after coming from 160 because a lot of fighters who have gone up come back down. They don't do well at all. So, you know, after having some more time to think about that fight, I mean, they're going to have their hands full, both of them. But I think Errol's is coming out with a little bit more mental edges right now. I think he's getting under Kevin them skin a little bit. So we'll see what happens. Man, I didn't get to call in the other day. I was sick as a dog, but did Lemieux sing Stevens a lullaby or what, man? Good grief. But that's my call. Kell Brook and Earl, they going to make it happen. And we're going to see. May 27th, June, whatever week they want to do it, it's going to be there. So that's my call.
All right, Marcus, thanks for calling in. We got a 346. Who's this? First time caller. Where are you calling from? First time caller. Who's this?
The man, H-Town, man. What's going on?
H-Town. Obviously, I'm you're calling Houston. From Houston, Texas. Houston. What's your name, brother?
Man, you know, hey, man. My name's Yusuf, man. What's going on?
Yusuf from H-Town. Brother, we're talking your brethren, Earl Spence Jr. He hasn't signed up yet.
Hey, my man's, man. He's going to sign up, man. Earl, hey, let me tell you. He's going to sign up. You know, I was kind of thinking that your brother was kind of getting nervous, but he signed up. So Earl going to sign up, man, and it's going to be easy work, I'm telling you. It's going to be easy work for Earl. Everybody, you know, just because I know he's young and he is, it's a step up in a different class, but man, look, he's easy work. He's like Chris Algieri, easy work, man. So yeah, man, we going for him. This is Team Earl over here, man. This is Texas over here, baby. Big things in Texas.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, man. Listen, we hope to hear you continue to call in, man, more regularly. Don't forget, we're going to be doing an immediate reaction show for Gennady Golovkin's fight Saturday night. So around midnight, we'll be here. And when Earl and Brooke fight, we'll be here on Thursday for our preview show, Sunday for our Crow show, and even Saturday night for our immediate reaction show. So Yusuf from H-Town, we got you down. Can't wait to hear you. For anybody just tuning in, asking why hasn't Earl signed up, obviously, you know, the A side of the promotion dictates things, and Kell Brook and Eddie Hearn have done their side. Their contract for the fight is signed. Earl's contract for the fight is signed, and he, I guess, says that by the end of the week, these VADA forms should be signed. Let's get to 856. Are you a first time caller, my friend? Where are you calling in from? 856. Who's this?
This is Mike from New Jersey.
Mike from New Jersey. First time calling in?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
All right. How long you been listening?
For like the last 20 minutes now.
Oh, first time ever listening?
Yes, first time ever listening. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Well, we got tradition around here. We got a little introduction we like to play for our first-time callers, and we like to have them imagine that they're walking into the ring actually as Manny Pacquiao taking on Floyd Mayweather. But, I mean, if you want to walk in acting like you're Earl taking on Kell Brook in Manchester, that's okay, too. But here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
I appreciate that.
Mike from Jersey, man, talk to us. What do you like about this news? How do you feel about the news? Kell Brook is all signed up to, you know, VADA, and Earl Spence is saying that he's going to be having his form signed by the end of this week. So at least we got a good, clean fight on our hands.
Absolutely, and I think it should be no hesitation on Earl Spence's part, especially when his advocate is none other than Floyd Mayweather, who was a big advocate for this whole testing situation, you know, with the fight with Pacquiao. He was so stern on, you know, the test. And I just think Earl Spence should have no hesitation about taking this test. Not saying that he would, but, you know, I think them fighting clean should be a good fight. And I like the fact that a lot of people is counting out Kell Brook, man. I think it's going to be a lot of disappointed Earl Spence fans. I believe that.
Well, I want you to know, since this is your first time listening and you only got 20 minutes doing that, every Sunday of every fight, we're here and we're serving up crow for guys like you that pick Kell Brook. We don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be right. So you could be calling in Sunday to go.
Absolutely.
You could be calling in Sunday to go, but you should definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel so you could get that notification every time we go live, because this is not our scheduled time. We normally go live on.
Join us every Thursday and Sunday live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
So you can catch us every Thursday and Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. But literally, we go on every day with every breaking news. I mean, look, okay. This just happened on social media, and here we are reporting it to you guys. So, Mike from Jersey, I'm glad you're calling in. I'm actually from Jersey, so you got to keep calling in. I'm going to get to some other callers. Continue to listen. Don't forget to subscribe either here on Blog Talk or right here on YouTube. This way you get that notification. We're going to go from New Jersey all the way to Atlanta because we are global, baby. Chris in Atlanta, talk to us. Earl Spence, Brooke, what's on your mind?
Yeah, what's good? I saw today's topic, man. I just had to give my opinion. So Earl Spence, you know, a lot of people say his competition isn't the best. So, you know, we got to go with the eye test. He beat Bundu and he beat Algeria better than Thurman and Manny Pacquiao. His peers, they seem to co-sign him, you know, Floyd, Broner, Thurman. Thurman actually wanted $10 million to fight him. Porter and Bradley, they all think that, in fact, I just saw an interview where Tim Bradley said that Errol's going to do something to Kell Brook. And, you know, nobody seems to want to fight him. So, you know, people are saying Spence isn't ready and he's overrated, that he's going to get exposed. You know, we'll just have to see. But based on Kell Brook's behavior, right, you know, the basic rule of human behavior is people go towards things that they like and they stay away from things they don't like. This guy has had extension after extension after extension. He doesn't know if he can make a weight. He's begging Amir Khan and Cotto for fights that they don't want. But, you know, if this guy is so easy, if he's so overrated, if he's so overhyped, if he's Jeff Lacy, as Brooke put it, then why is he creating all of these obstacles to the fight? Why is Brooke creating all these obstacles? I think personally,
but Chris, let me question you, Chris. Let me question you and be fair to the UK fans and the Kell Brook backers, right? What obstacles is he putting?
Okay, so it's the multiple extension. It's the I don't know if I can make weight. And that with the Vada thing.
Chris, let's one at a time. Multiple extensions. He did have a fractured orbital bone. I mean, it was Triple G, two divisions above him, that broke his face.
I don't want to spend my call talking about his medical history, but he was okay to fight Amir Khan at 147. He was okay to fight Amir Khan at 147. He was ready to go. And then that didn't work out. Then there was another extension after that. That's all y'all I'm trying to say. There's an appearance that this guy doesn't want to fight. Earl Spence, that's all I'm trying to say.
Hey, Chris.
I think that, you know.
Chris.
Yo.
I just want to say that was a hell of a rebuttal. Yeah. That was a hell of a rebuttal. Because you're right. I mean, you know, he asked for the extension for the orbital bone, but he was trying to get Khan in the ring.
He was trying to get Khan in the ring. And then when Khan didn't work out, then boom, then he wanted another extension. So.
Go ahead. Don't worry about that. Keep rocking.
Okay, I think the Vada thing, me personally, I think that it's just another hoop. What he really wants to do is I think he believes that Spence is on something, but he's basically what he's doing is, well, if he signs up for it, then, I mean, we're going to fight anyway. But if he doesn't sign up for Vada, ha, we got him. And it's an excuse to get out of it. It's a legitimate excuse, but it's just one last little hoop that they want Errol Spence to go through. Then the last thing I wanted to touch on was...
Is it a bad hoop, though? Like, it's a positive hoop, right?
It's a positive hoop, but I don't like this look. I think all fighters should be tested year-round. They should all be involved in the clean boxing program. It shouldn't be a thing where, oh, I got a tough fight. Let me give this guy a 10. I don't like that. I don't like that approach to the sport. But I just wanted to address the mandatory thing. I agree with you, Ness. I don't believe in giving people credit for fighting their mandatories. You don't give people credit for doing what they're supposed to do. We got to hold everybody to the same standard. Fight your mandatory. The IBF is real strict, and you know you got 1 year to do it. If he's going to complain about his orbital bone that he can't fight, surrender your belt and let people move on with their career. The only way that Errol Spence, people keep saying that he's overrated, that he's this and he's that. The only way that this guy had to a title shot or to any prominence in boxing was becoming a mandatory with the IBF, because these other guys will not fight him. So, and we got to look at, I mean, Danny Garcia got his WBC by beating Robert Guerrero. So the level, the playing field is not level and it's not fair. And Errol Spence is doing what he had to do to get a, to get, you know, prominence in boxing, which is, you know, IBF mandatory shot to Kell Brook. So I hope this fight happens. You know, with here, I'm not sure. You know, these guys are acting real shady over there in the UK. I hope it happens. I think it'll be a great fight. That's my call, guys.
Chris, great call, but something you forgot. Kell Brook had the same exact route as Errol Spence. He had to become someone's mandatory to get his shot. And his shot at the title was no pushover. Let's go out to Skype. Raymond, talk to me.
What's good? What's good?
Happy to have you.
First of all, thanks for the dropping in late at night, keeping us posted on all the information that's breaking. Man, I was about to inquire about that that Kell Brook, rebuttal that he had, man. It was a good rebuttal, man. But, Kell Brook was in the game for about 19 years. And, yo, man, I can't blame him for trying to make some money, man, and trying to cash out for all the hard work and all the dedication that he's put in. Into his career, man. So, I mean, if it takes for him to fight Amir Khan, Manny Pacquiao, and for him to hold out, man, he deserves it, man. He's been in the game for a long time. As a matter of fact, no, like you just said, nobody wanted to fight him, man, and he was on the come up. In regards to the VADA testing, the man, you know, I hope Errol Spence signs, you know, tomorrow, and you know, we get this over with, and we start, you know, dissecting and analyzing what's the possibility of Errol Spence being the next IBF champion, or what would be the next possibility for if Errol Spence or Kell Brook wins, the next fight is to unify. You know, I like what's coming for the future of boxing in the welterweight division. The other thing I wanted to mention, I didn't get a chance to call on, was I haven't heard the whole show for the Lemieux and Curtis Stevenson, but yo, you know, back a couple of months ago when you were, and you admitted to it though, you said that David Lemieux was a B-class fighter and he wasn't all that great of a test for Gennady Golovkin, but man, it seems to me as that he's one of the top, you know, middleweights in the game, and we got to give Gennady Golovkin credit for, you know, taking out Lemieux in the fashion that he did. You know, could he have stopped him with one punch? You know, maybe not, but you know, We got to give this man credit, Triple G, and I can't wait for what's coming up, and, you know, for this week for you guys to drop in and give us the updates on the Triple G Jacobs fight. It's going to be a great fight, and just keep on doing what you're doing, TVV. I appreciate all the love, man.
All right, Raymond, thanks for calling in. And, hey, we just dropped two film studies in lieu of that fight, so go head on over to the YouTube channel. Check those out. For sure. Brad, Blind Man Brad, have your relatives set you up on YouTube so you can hear those reviews as well and film studies. We got T. Carter.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, brother? We're talking Errol Spence and Kell Brook. Kell Brook is all signed up, contracts for the fight. He's got his forms for VADA testing all signed up. We're just waiting on Earl now, but at least his fight contract is signed. What do you think about these new headlines here?
Man, I've been saying since way before this fight was made, Brook will beat Spence. He will beat Spence, and it's going to be a great fight. It's going to be a real great fight, maybe the best of the year. Probably, yeah, it will be the best fight of the year, and Brook will win. And Spence, yeah, he needs to come over there. He's a young wolf. He's hungry. This is his shot he's been waiting so long for. He's fought real hard for this spot here, so now it's time to see. Yeah, go over to the UK. That's where he's got the belt. And, yeah, you got to go over there and take it. It's going to take a lot. He's probably going to have to knock him out, and that's just to win a split decision maybe, because you know how it is in the UK, but. Yeah, I'm betting on Brook. I'm going big on Brook for this fight. I've been waiting for this fight. This is the fight for me.
Yeah, man. This one is definitely one that has a lot of people excited. Listen, I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in this late night show. We're going to go out for... Hey, T, where you calling in from, T? 785, where's that?
Kansas City, Kansas, like right on the line of Kansas City, Missouri.
All right, home of Victor Ortiz, or have you guys denounced him?
Yeah, we don't fuck with Ortiz, man. I gave him so many chances, man. He needs to come back and do something big, man. I gave him several chances, like many did, but nah. But now, Brooks beating Spence.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Wow. You know the preview show is always on Thursday. Matt, hook me up there. Make sure we know T's from Kansas. We're going to go from Kansas now to the Bronx. Junior, talk to me. Junior in the Bronx, you there?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's up? We're talking Vada testing with Kell Brook and Earl Spence.
Hello?
Yes, Junior in the Bronx. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
All right, brother. We're talking Kell Brook and Earl Spence, the Vada testing.
Yeah, I don't think there should be hesitation to on Spence on signing up for the Vada testing. And because I agree with one of the callers, like Mayweather speaks so highly about him. And Mayweather's one of the fighters that started this whole testing thing. One of the fighters that supported it. But talking about the fight, I think Brook is gonna win this fight. Kinda. People talk about that Brook's resume is not that good and Spence's resume is not that good, but I feel like they're both the same because the two best fighters that Kell Brook got is Sean Porter and Triple G on his resume. And Spence got he got Aljiri, he got Bundu, and that's about it that I know of. So this is a fight that's gonna answer a lot of questions. But I wanted to ask you a separate question. What do you think about David Lemieux? I know it's a separate topic, but what do you think about David Lemieux stepping in there with the winner of Jacobs and Triple G?
Bro, we did a complete almost 4-hour show on that, Junior. You're gonna have to go back and check that out on YouTube. But the short version, I don't mind him stepping back in, especially if we're gonna get the version that fought Curtis Stevens. We're gonna go to King Amin, our 2017 caller of the year. What's going on, King Amin?
Yo, what's good, fellas?
Talk to us, brother.
Hey, Ness, let me
Kell
ask
Brook
you a question.
Did this signing of the Vada testing, but what question you got?
Yo, so you know, does it make it look like and I'm not arguing against sportsmanship and I'm not arguing against Vada, but we got to put it out there. Does it make a fighter look like he's ducking or avoiding somebody? Suppose Errol Spence says, "Yo, I'm only getting X amount of dollars for this fight. I'm only getting 200 grand only," in quotes. "I'm only getting 200 grand. Vada testing is, I don't know if this is the free joint or suppose they say, I think somebody mentioned one time it's like 25,000 or whatever it is for the testing. And somebody says, I don't want to do the testing because it's affecting my purse. Is that a legitimate reason for somebody to back out of it? Just to play devil's advocate.
No, not in a title shot. In a title shot, every fighter knows you don't make the money till you get the title. So right now, you got to sacrifice. Everybody has to sacrifice something in life for what they really want. And those that don't, never achieve it.
All right, with that being said, Bob, my next question is, because I know MD bring it up all the time, is it that much suspicion about Spence with the whole gyno thing?
It's floating, you know, on the internet. I'm sure it's something that's gotten to the desk of Earl Spence. I'm sure he's seen it on his own Twitter and Instagram feed. So I think that's why he's saying, don't worry about it. Those contracts will be signed. You make sure you make the weight. He added his own dig. He said, I'm gonna sign it, but you make sure you make the weight. So it's not like he's like, oh, I'm gonna sign it and that's it. you know, and we got to wait. No, he's letting you know, I'm going to be there. You make sure you're ready. So, and then, you know, obviously Kelbrook responded and he showed him a picture of the fucking stadium. Like, I'll be here and so will all of Sheffield. So I love it, man. I'm ready. I just want them to put it on BoxRec. I want Eddie Hearn. He told my contract signed. Where is it at on BoxRec? Not that BoxRec is God, but, you know, let's get it right.
Well, I hope Spence get it right too, man. And that's my call. Spence, sign that paperwork. Brooke, make the wait. If anything happens with this fight, I'm blaming it on Brooke.
Oh, man.
Y'all getting it next, boy.
Get him, Brooke. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, future, present, and past, hit that thumbs up button. If you're enjoying this banter back and forth with all these international callers, all these guys calling from every state, everybody talking what you love to hear, boxing. Kell Brook versus Errol Spence. Brook signed up for VADA, showing that he's a clean fighter. Egging Earl to sign up. Earl saying, don't worry, I'm going to sign up. Fire's back. Make sure you can make the weight. How can you not love that? Show that you love it by hitting that thumbs up button, because guess what? It helps with the visibility of the show. And guess what? We're going to be here Saturday night right after Max Kellerman axes Gennady Golovkin or Daniel Jacobs, how they feel about their victory. TBV will be right here to ask you how you felt about that victory. So make sure you put it in your calendars, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be a party. We're going to go from Amin in New Jersey to 323. 323, first time calling in, 323-698. Who's this?
Hey, Big Ness. This is Gino G in the 213. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller. I just had to get involved in this one. Well, can you hear me okay?
We definitely hear you, brother. I'm going to go ahead and play that first-time caller intro since you've been calling in for so long. I want to ask you to take yourself off speaker if you are, and obviously sure. Introduce yourself.
Is that much better?
That is much better. Introduce yourself to everybody after this first-time caller intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut,
Gino G from the 213. I just had to get in on this action. You guys have been bringing us a whole lot of great content this week. I love the tempo of the tape you guys been doing. But Kell Brook, I gotta say, I think he's gonna get slaughtered by Errol Spence, especially coming off of that massive, devastating loss with his orbital bone damage. He's gonna be kings for Spence, and I do like the fact that they are out of testing. It cleans up the sport, lets know it's a clean winner, no excuses. And as far as making weight, Kell Brook is a big on the bigger side as far as a Walter weight. That's why when he went up against Triple G, they looked almost on par. Did you guys get that?
We sure did.
And I love MD. I love Matt. I love even the arguing. You guys bring great content, and I just enjoy all of it. I can't wait for this weekend's fight, but I got Triple G, so I'll eat crow on Sunday if that's not the case. But this is definitely an exciting fight, and I'd like to see Errol Spence take on Keith Thurman. It's probably a high risk, low payout. For the day, Spence is chasing. He's winning, and I think he's going to keep winning, and he's going to probably collect all the belts in the welterweight. That's just my opinion. What do you say?
Well, this is something we definitely have to wait and see, man. I mean, all these guys are mixing it up, and it's the best fight in the best. So I can't really call it, right? I mean, look what happened last Saturday. Look what happened when Porter fought Brooke. Not everyone expected that. Guys like, you know, I think who? Well, definitely Stu. Stu picked that one. But listen, is it Gino? Or Judo?
Gino, that's my real name. No, that's my real name, Gino. G-I-N-O.
G-I-N-O, Gino. Real Gino.
Name. Like on my license, like on my social security.
Nah, don't worry about it. Don't worry. I believe you. I'm just making sure we get it right. So it's Gino.
People always think it's like, yeah, they think it's Giovanni. They think it's Gio. It's Gino. G-I-N-O.
G-I-N-O.
But I definitely like the content you guys have been putting out is fantastic. The insight, the interviews, the Bronze Bomber. I mean, I've been enjoying it all week. You guys make my week. Just zoom by at work. Much love to all of you guys.
All right, Gino. Well, thank you so much for the kind words, brother. And listen, we got even more content than that over on Patreon. Never before seen. Exclusive only to our Patreon family. So head on over to Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice for more content and support us there. 562, first time caller, 562-343. Who is this?
Hello, hello.
Hello, welcome to the Boxing Voice Radio. Who's this?
My name is Yomo, calling from Long Beach, California.
Yomo, you're definitely a first-time caller, so I'm going to ask you a few series of questions here. How long have you been listening to the Boxing Voice?
I've been listening for about 6-7 months. I decided to call in for the first time. Mm. I listen, check for your videos every day after work. When I get off work, go on YouTube and see what you guys got going.
Well, that definitely is amazing. Thank you so much.
Yep. And, you know, very entertaining. You, MD, Casual, I really enjoy you guys going back and forth. And it's good to hear, you know, people that's really interested in my favorite sport. I've been watching all my life.
Wait a minute. You know the tradition around here. Now I got to play this first time call intro. And you got to come out like you're Errol Spence taking on Kell Brook and Sheffield. You ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yomo Bracy calling out of Long Beach.
Long Beach in the house. It's getting thick in here. Talk to me.
Yep. I think the Vada testing is good. I don't want no excuses. When Errol Spence beat Kell Brook, re-injured that orbital bone, that Triple G messed up. I think he's going to go to the body, hit him with some strong body shots, and it's going to be his coming out party, pretty much. I'm looking for Errol Spence to unify all the titles in the welterweight division. You know, I see a lot in this guy. I've been watching boxing for a long time, and he's a real, real, real good contender. I'm calling it early. Errol Spence will be the unified welterweight champion of the world, guaranteed.
Wait a minute. You're saying Earl will be the unified?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, Yomo, right? It's Yomo.
Y-O-M-O, yep.
All right. We got you because now we got you, which means – If you're wrong about that, you know it's crow around here. You've been listening for 7 months. You know how that sounds. But I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in. And being from Long Beach, not JP, you got some friends over here. So, Yomo, thanks for calling. We're going to go out from Long Beach to Ali in San Diego. Either Ali dropped off or we did. Ali. Well, that's all right, because I want to go press rewind. How'd the Derevchenko thing go? I know you're probably listening in on the back end over there, John.
I'll be honest, I missed the end of the fight, so I don't know what happened.
Oh, my God. End of the fight. Sounds like it went the whole rounds.
Ugh. No, it did not.
Oh, okay. So keep it. Don't tell me. I'm going to go watch. It's been recording. Before we close out, we got some international. He's up. It's probably a little earlier. They're normal over there, right? Let's find. Oh, you'll find out soon enough.
But no one can stop me, really.
My dog is big.
Oh, there's a King Croc right there.
My dog is big.
This croc has enough power in its jaws to whip my ears off.
Unique in the sixth round, in the seventh round.
Dog is big. My dog is big.
You're gonna be a legend to become a legend.
My dog is big.
Honestly, it's unbeatable. You're gonna be a legend and become a legend. Hey boys, what's going on? I just tuned in. I just saw the title, so I had to tune in. I don't exactly know what's going on, but I'm assuming Kell Brook's asking for Vada testing.
Well, more than that, Kell Brook took to social media, Twitter to be exact, showed his three forms from Vada, showed that he signed it. Said he signed his fight contract and his forms, added Errol Spence and said, hey, buddy, we're waiting on you. And lo and behold, Errol Spence right away added him back and said, don't worry, My forms will be signed by this week. You just make sure you make weight. Then Kelbrook came right back at him and said, hey, I'll be there. And so will all of Sheffield, and sent them a picture of the arena. So it's getting juicy for sure.
Oh, that's just beautiful, man. I mean, I've been a big fan of Kell Brook for a little bit now. He's, you know, I don't think he's the type to duck down. You don't jump up two weights to fight probably the most feared boxer on the planet right now, and get scared of a welterweight. So, you know, is MD on right now?
No,
he is not. He is not.
Because he's the one. He's the one that's been busting for this, hasn't he? Like the whole Vada testing on Errol Spence, saying he's got some sort of, I don't know, something going on.
Yes.
Yeah. He talks about his nipples way too much.
Yeah, I know. A bit gay for my liking, but no, this is all good news. I mean, we need to clean out this sport anyway. I mean, there's been a few known cheats of this era, like, you know, in the Lewis Ortiz and Povetkin, even though it's a different division. I mean, it's never a bad thing to have Vada testing, but yeah, I'm happy to see that it's all gone ahead, and Kell Brook looks like he's not dodging anyone. So, you know, all in for this fight. Let's go, Team Brook, huh? That's my call.
Alex, what time is it over there? It's probably like 12 now, right? 12 p.m.?
Oh, no, yeah, it's 10 past 2 p.m. It's just the afternoon, early afternoon.
He's before me. So, like, I'm early for you. He's early for me.
Well, no, isn't he the next day? He's a day. He's the next day, bro.
Well, what date are you?
He's the 15th over there.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm the 15th. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I thought, because normally when we do a show at 7, it's 9 a.m. over there. But I guess it depends on the daylight savings for us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Fuck daylight savings.
Because I remember used to interview Daniel Gill a lot in Australia and Anthony Mundine a lot. And that's how I, you know, I kind of got hip to the time. But Alex, thank you for calling it. Thanks. Oh, yeah, yeah. We used to interview them a lot on this show, especially like Gil. He even came on like Matt is right there via, you know, and so did the other guy from Australia, Billy Dib.
Oh, yeah, Billy Dib, the old, what weight was he, like fucking featherweight or something?
It was before he became champ, and even after he was good. He was good with us, but, you know, what was that first step up? He had him in Connecticut, and they trashed him. It was versus Gradovich, actually, the Robert Garcia-trained fighter at the time. And that dude didn't even really have a lot of power. He just had pressure because he eventually – whatever happened to him, too? I don't know. But listen, Alex, man, we're going to go. Thanks for calling in, as always. Thanks for being part of the Patreon family. Make sure you check out those reviews, Alex. I don't know if you got the pings on YouTube. We've actually been putting them out free this week because it's the Gennady Golovkin versus Daniel Jacobs pay-per-view. We did a few fight reviews, one with Jacobs and Smith, one with Brook and Gennady. And it was pretty good. They're all doing very well. People are enjoying them. So everyone should check them out. I want to thank my host, Matt. Matt, how long have you been on the seat now, man?
What do you mean, like on the show, period?
We'll talk off air. But what are your overall thoughts on this social media battle that brings at least some good news for us boxing fans, at least the hardcore ones who had questions?
Yes, obviously the plus of the addition of Vada testing for this fight is to be applauded. And plus, you know, like we've said on the show numerous times, like this fight is getting a buildup. You know, like if this fight happened back in December or whatever, if Kell Brook didn't get that injury and this fight happened last year, it wouldn't have had this buildup. And this fight still has a full buildup to go. So I'm excited. I think this is great for the sport, great for this fight. I think it's going to make this fight bigger. I think this is just the start of it as well. And plus, we do have a couple callers if you want to get to those before we.
Yeah, I want to see it's 570, a new caller. 570, first time calling in, 209.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on? Who's this?
Banshee Boy Brazy, first time caller from Pennsylvania.
Okay, wait a minute. How long you been listening?
At least a year now. This is my first time trying to call in, though.
Sweet, sweet. Perfect. So you know all the rules. You know how the first-time caller intro goes. We want you to go ahead and introduce yourself. And first of all, we want to thank you for finally calling in. We're loving all the first-time calls we're getting today. We're glad that you're showing up.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Banshee Boy Brazy, representing PA.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
I'm just calling to show some love, man. Out here in this damn snowstorm, so I probably sound a little crazy.
So what do you think about Brooke? Yeah, we hear you perfect. What do you think about Brooke and Spence? Brooke has already signed up for VADA, and he's egging Spence on to make sure that he signs.
I think it's good. I'm just glad that the fight ain't called off, because I was hearing a couple rumors that the fight was canceled for now or whatever. But I'm glad he signed it, though. That shows that he's willing to take the fight, that he's serious about taking the fight at least. As far as my pick for the fight, I'm picking Spence to win the fight. I just felt like he got way more, like, just natural boxing skills and just all around everything just better than Brooks. I mean, even though people say he's not proving it, but I just think people always make excuses when they don't like somebody. They always just feel like another obstacle in their course to prove themselves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it's a good thing, though. I never thought that Spencer was scared to sign the VADA tester, so I was never worried about him signing this. So, you know what I mean? I just think they're just hyping the fight up a little bit, but I think it's a good thing, though.
Well, all right, Banshee Boy in PA. Thanks for calling in. Now, it's Banshee, right? Like Banshee, like the show?
Yeah, like the quad, yeah. All
right. That's my name. Like the quad, like the quad. Okay. Like the quad. Okay. So you'll be out in PA Mountains on the quads. All right, I got you. So it's Banshee Boy in PA. We're gonna go out to Majid again. I want to give him another try. Majid in Orlando. Talk to me.
Yeah, nah, I was just calling in. I ain't really have much to say about it because, I don't know, I just feel like, you know, the fight's still getting done and he'll get that paperwork done as soon as he could. But like you said, Brooke got it first because they the ones with the money. So, I don't know. It is what it is. I'm just waiting for the fight.
All right. Just wanted to make sure we got to you. Didn't want you sitting there not getting your go. Let's see. We also couldn't get to Ali. Ali.
And Mr. Yes, sir. Obviously.
Ali from Dago, you ready?
Yeah, y'all hear me?
Loud and clear. What's going on, brother?
What's up with y'all, man? Nah, you know, basically Spence let him know, man down, like he's gonna sign. And I think that I think Brooke is a very skillful boxer, but I think that Earl Spence's body shots, man, them motherfuckers just ain't no motherfucking joke. I don't think people realize, man. Them body shots ain't no joke from that dude. And what I like from Spence is that he sticks to the body. You know, like that's a part of his game plan, is to go to the body. So I just feel, man, eventually Brooke is just going to get wore down. You know, unless he hits Spence with something Spence can't take, which is possible. But I just see his body getting broken down, man. And that's my call, y'all.
Ali, thanks for calling in, brother. Let me get to Mr. Yes, Sir. Talk to us.
How you guys doing? How you guys doing? First of all, thanks a lot, Matt, for looking out for the last few callers. Thanks a lot. I'm not too shocked or surprised about this VADA. Everyone made a big deal about Spence not doing it for the WBC when they issued him and Tim Bradley. But if I'm mistaken, if he would have took that VADA test and took that fight, when he would have been dropped out of his IBF title shot.
Sorry, can you repeat the question? If Spence did not do VADA, would he drop his title shot? Was that your question?
No, because this is not mandated by the WBC. This is not a WBC fight. So, like, VADA doesn't have any jurisdiction, but obviously it would be shady. You know, it would definitely raise eyebrows.
Yeah, but I think everyone made noise about that because he didn't do it for the WBC eliminator with Tim Bradley, because he had this fight lined up. And I think if he would have had that fight with Tim Bradley, he would have lost this shot. So why pay money for a drug test just to be in a round two eliminator fight and lose a title shot? People just had a reason just to hate Spence. I think that's all that was. And this fight, I think it's a really good thing. As good as Spence's body shots are, and they're brutal, I think Brooke has enough firepower, the arsenal, and enough movement where Spence might not be able to have his feet completely set to deliver those hard body shots. So they might not be as brutal as we normally see them, because Brook can one-two him and skate, and he can also grab him. So, also to see how I'm interested to see how Spence is going to handle that physical strength to bully back. And but that's all I really got to say. I think people just made a overhyped about Spence not signing the Vada with the WBC. It would have been a waste of time. He would have had to fight Bradley.
Pardon me.
And he would have had to fight He would have had to fight Bradley in Eliminator. Then he would have had to fight Khan in another Eliminator. Why do two Eliminators when you got a title shot right here? That's why he didn't do that WBC Vada shit. But now he's doing it. So have a good night, guys, and thanks for looking out for the last callers.
No problem, brother. Thank you for calling in.
We got Dre from Vegas coming in at the very end.
Dre at the very end. Shout out to the producer.
What's up with it, man? Yeah, man, I just called in just to let y'all know, man. It's a good thing that they're doing the Vada testing, you know. It shows a clean sport and everything. But I just think that, you know, everybody in the streets, man, everybody in the barbershops, they talking about Spence. I like him too, man. Don't get it wrong, Spence. Beast, man, but you can't be just putting these fighters on a pedestal without seeing them, you know, take them, you know, go through them tests and the wars. And I mean, Brooke, he went through a war with Triple G, and it looked like to me that Spence is the same type of fighter, but he got like a little bit more boxing experience. But just the fact that Triple G couldn't knock him out let me know that it's going to be a harder test than people think. That's saying that Brooke, that Spence just about to go in there and monster, just kill him and shit. Like, nah, that shit ain't about to happen. Y'all need to knock it off. Y'all just doing a little bit too much, riding a little bit too much stick out there. Because I like Spence too, but you just can't count Brooke out. I just think that he got a lot of more boxing skills than people expect. And even you said, Ness, that you was expecting Porter to go up in there just like I was to just, you know, go through him, and it just didn't work like that. You feel what I'm saying? Even though people think that it's a lot closer, if you look at the Thurman fight, Brooke really handled Porter a little bit more easier than Thurman did. You feel what I'm saying? Because Thurman's fight was a little bit more closer than that Brooke fight.
Yeah, but that's because Thurman didn't hold. That's because Thurman didn't hold. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but the fight overall, though, you feel what I'm saying? The fight overall, the boxing skills, you feel me, is what I'm saying. When Thurman fought Porter, he came in there brawling. You feel what I'm saying? They came in there like they on the streets. You feel what I'm saying? Really trying to bang them. You feel what I'm saying? It wasn't the same fight with Brooke. And I just think that people think that Brooke is going to go in there and try to fight Spence how he did GGG. I don't think that it's going to be like that. I think it's going to be a little bit more technical fight. That's all I think. You feel what I'm saying? Trust and believe. I got Spence on my parlay. You feel what I'm saying? I'm already three fights in. I just need Spence. You feel what I'm saying? Triple G. You feel me? And that Canelo fight, and then I got a couple other underdogs. But trust and believe, Spence is a beast. I'm just telling everybody that it ain't gonna be as easy as what people think it is. You feel me?
Definitely do not think it's gonna be easy. Dre, thanks for coming in and calling in, brother. We got, listen, hey, Matt, that is it. Lines are closed. We're taking these last two callers, and we are out. My eyes are closing. I'm old, man.
If you know like I know, you should lie low. Killer, I used to get it in Ohio.
Come on, Jay Will, you dropping the ball. Jay Wills. Got himself on mute on Skype.
Cut it.
Oh, it's me, man.
I know it's you.
It's Jay Winter.
Oh, Jay Winter, not Jay Wills. Okay, Jay Winter.
That's why they say that, because you say Jay Will. I'm just like, I hope it don't mean me.
Yeah, I did. Okay, Jay Winter. So where you calling in from?
I usually call in. I just added you recently. You got me on the other line, but I just said, let me add you on the Skype because Skype is easier for me.
Okay. So where are you calling in from?
Yeah. New York.
Okay.
You know, I called a couple of times. What's the name? Let's go chat.
That's right. So what's going on, brother?
Chilling, man. I just had to one time, you know, spend 3 minutes on this topic. I personally think that Errol Spence is the truth, man. And quite honestly, I love the fact that people will say that they don't think Curl Brook will fight Errol Spence the same way, but then don't give credence to the fact that Errol Spence could grow as a boxer from his last box, from his last bouts. But in all honesty, I said this before, you can tell when somebody got the goods, even if they haven't fought the best competition. You know, I don't think we're going to have a Jeff Lacy moment to where the guy is truly hyped up and then goes overseas and then gets blanked out. You know, I think he has a much better pedigree, and he's the truth, man. You know, he is the truth. So I think we're going to see that this kid is nasty. I love his demeanor. I love the fact that he's not big and boisterous. In all honesty, what I think what we're really seeing is the resurgence of the American boxer, you know, in all weight categories. So, I mean, outside of Mayweather. So, I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, when all these belts come back to America, then you can finally say that America has the best fans and not UK.
I don't know if that's going to change anything. But it would be good if Earl could get it. And he will be called the truth after. Like, I know that's his ring name. I know he believes it. But this is his test. Algeria wasn't the test. Algeria was a test, not the test. He was a test to see could Earl hunt someone down who has good wheels, who is considered a pretty decent, maybe semi-slick boxer, but doesn't have the power to hurt Earl. Brooke
and
has
Algeri did have a chin up to that point because he survived Provodnikov and such. So people thought Algeri
was a good barometer. It was a good barometer fight. It was definitely a good fight for up and coming prospect / contender to make his mark. But Algeri is not Brooke. Brooke provides a different test. The one that if Earl passes, the answer is that he is the truth. We're going to go to Manny in Rochester, our last caller of the night. Talk to us, Manny.
What's good, Ness? Yeah, man. I just want to chime in on the Kell Brook, Earl Spence, man. That's the fight I really want to see, you know. All the fights we got going on, Earl Spence versus Kell Brook in Sheffield is going to be, you know, a crazy fight, man. I give the edge to Earl. I just think his attack, you know, the way he's aggressive and he's nonstop, I think it's going to be just edging it out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like Earl Spence might, you know, get robbed. You know, that's how I feel. But Kell Brook, definitely, I don't see him getting stopped. And I see it going 12 rounds for Earl.
All right, Manny. Well, thanks for calling in. Everybody's excited about this one, making their picks early, man. It's going to be a good one. I can't wait. Could you imagine the buildup?
Well, I mean, like, obviously this fight's huge. I mean, the welterweight division's the glamour division of boxing now. You know, with Manny Pacquiao being near the end of his career, people are sort of excluding him from the rankings. And we had Thurman Garcia. Now we have Brook and Spence. Sort of deciding who is the best, having a little mini four-man tournament as to who is the best welterweight on the planet now. So, yeah, it's an awesome fight. Going to be in the UK. Great audience in a football stadium. Should be a blast.
Listen, man, I want our UK listeners that are going to probably listen to this tomorrow to let us know. Let us know. I lost my train of thought.
What, TBV party in the UK?
No. Oh, that's what it was. Let us know if Brooke is more popular coming out of that Gennady Golovkin fight than he was going into it. Because I think, you know, he kind of went in there as like, I don't know, Mel Gibson in Braveheart or some shit, bro.
Well, like the underdog, obviously.
He's probably got like the backing of his country because it was like, oh, this guy tried to be great his last fight and he came up short.
If you're comparing it to Mel Gibson and Braveheart, and when Mel Gibson at the very end of the movie gets his gut cut open and just like executed and fucked with, that's what Kell Brook received when he fought Triple G.
Well, obviously, I didn't mean it that way, homeboy.
Yo, I'm joking. Kell Brook's a great welterweight. And there was a time when I thought he was the best welterweight on the planet.
Yo, Jano Nice or Jano Ice, whatever the hell. I mean, look, if you don't like the music, send in a new outro, bro. I mean, if you don't like the outro, talk to Dollar DiBiase or something. Like, what do you want us to do? I mean, geez Louise, yo, these guys, it's so hard to please these people.
They want the best from us, man.
How about you want a new outro? Hit the thumbs up button. Get to 1,000 thumbs up.
Go to patreon.com/theboxingvoice.
You know, maybe we'll get a new intro and outro that way. Jeez. You're not happy we gave you a fucking Friday, Tuesday night show. Look, I don't even know what day it is. We just go based off news.
Friday, Tuesday night.
You know, we don't even know what day. We just go based off news, bro. Like, this guy's over here jerking around. Anyway, listen, I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. And it's fight week, ladies and gentlemen. So definitely subscribe to us here on YouTube if you just found us for the first time, like one of our callers today did, because we're going to be bringing you heat for this fight week. We're going to be on hand, on location. Sean Zatel flew all the way in from Las Vegas. We're going to have Adam Spielberg as well over there hunting down interviews on hand in Madison Square Garden. Me, MD, Matt, maybe Drunk Enrique.
Enrique for this fight.
Is going to be on the immediate reaction to Gennady Golovkin versus Daniel Jacobs. So come around this channel around 12 o'clock midnight, Saturday night, Sunday morning. It's going down. Shout out to all my Patreon family. We're going to be sending those rewards out this week. We're printing up addresses and sticking those ridiculous labels on the packages, but shipping will be out. Make sure you update your addresses and send me a message if you have not received the reward. I want to reward you with TBV goodies. Once again, I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NESGTO. Find my super dope co-host and co-producer at Mixed Combat Radio.
That's the MMA podcast I have on Patreon, YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, etc. Also Facebook. And my Twitter is Mixed Combat News. Follow, like, support. Peace.
Get down with the movement. Peace.